WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump joked at Sunday's memorial for Charlie Kirk that the difference between him and the slain conservative activist is that Kirk did not hate his political opponents, and the president does. He has pressured the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against some political enemies. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells ABC.
There are just two standards of justice now in this country. If you are a friend of the president, a loyalist to the president, you can get away with nearly anything, including beating the hell out of police officers. But if you are an opponent of the president, you may find yourself in jail.
Washington Post reports the administration's going to suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism, but no known medical studies have proven acetaminophen use in pregnant women is a cause. A number of close U.S. allies, including the U.K., announced they're recognizing a Palestinian state. That'll be a main topic at this week's United Nations General Assembly. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders save lives when people are suffering from fentanyl overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. It passed the Senate unanimously, and now it's waiting for the president's signature. And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion. The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. And a reminder to drive safely around school buses, it's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where people illegally pass. Now law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots this week. And now a ticket for illegally passing a school bus will cost you a whole lot more. The penalty increased in 2024, so a citation will now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points on your license. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Mixed skies and warm today. High temperatures flirting with 80 degrees with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially tonight. Some could bring some heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and small hail. And it'll leave us with a darker and damp day tomorrow with on and off showers still and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely. But bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
All in the name of Charlie Kirk. President Trump and the FCC are now cynically threatening to shut down ABC and any outlets who give airtime to the administration's political critics. This is a disgusting attack on the American people and the very First Amendment rights that define us as a country.
Thank you, AOC. Andrea Yonker says, someone asked if I was ready for the fall, and it actually took me a moment to realize they meant autumn, not the complete collapse of democracy. Yeah.
Well, I can understand why.
When people say, how are you these days? It's like, eh. I asked Sean, he's like, I watch the news. So... That's why we need happy things, yes. Like my happy clappy friend.
Steffi.
What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why could it be?
The hump day is your chance to do the hump.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, you're nestled in my bosom where you belong. Hello.
So much more comfortable right now. I just felt like I was wide awake a moment ago, but now I feel all cozy like a curled up cat on a couch. Such a better morning all of a sudden. Purr.
Hiya, Hal.
Hi.
How's about the...
How you guys doing?
Ha. How's about the attack on comedians and free speech in general? Ha. Bracing to be a comedian in America,
hey,
isn't it?
You know how I felt about this for a long time. You know, it's like we all missed the era where we mattered. And now it's back.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right.
We went from zero to Lenny Bruce in like 60 seconds. Yeah. Everybody's Lenny Bruce just because they dare make even the most pedestrian joke at Deer Leader's expense,
right.
Which says free speech absolutist, I think, to the core.
Lisa Bloom's birthday party this weekend talking to Robin Tyler, you know, the comedian, who she's in her 80s now.
Yeah.
She was, and Gloria Allred prosecuted one of the first marriage equality cases with her and her wife. I'm sure you know Robin, but we had a...
Yes.
You know, exactly what you said. She's like, oh, it's always been like this. That's how she talks now. She's like, it's always been like this, you know, with the Smothers Brothers, Lenny Bruce. And I'm like, yeah, but we've never had a president like this.
No. We never. It has not been like that, like this. It has not always been like this ever. Well, since then, since the 60s, when you had the sort of J. Edgar Hooverization of pop culture, where they were winding people up or winding them down. And in the case of... ultimately, even in the case of Lenny Bruce, they knew they would fail ultimately in front of the Supreme Court if he ever got there and was able to, like, if you watch his last performance video, it's very sad. But the point is, they knew they would eventually, he would be found in the right and he could say whatever he wanted. But they wanted to burn him down. They wanted to wear down his resolve. And they did. They effectively exhausted the man financially. Yeah. Emotionally, and that's what led to his demise. And there's an element to that in this White House that they feel like they're gonna, you know, wind everybody, like down to the nub, and it's not going to work.
And, you know, I said when people talked about, well, there, you know, were all these assassinations in the 60s, but again, we never had a president like this. We have never had a president like this that actively pours gasoline on every fire and incites more violence and more hatred, including at a memorial yesterday.
Right. Well, to be completely fair, all of these things fall into one category, which is not Epstein. Everything about this, like every, I swear to God.
I think he's actively telling people like Tom Homan to commit crimes on tape to distract them.
Exactly, right. Like everything, like he's, I would argue that case has been around for a little bit, and I think he wanted it leaked out about Homan, you know, like instead of just leaving it buried, let a little of it out, so they'll get distracted with that as well. To just
Operation
eat up airtime.
Operation Look Over There is going proceeding.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And everything. There are two categories of information right now: Epstein and not Epstein, like spa and not spa. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't care if it's spa, just as long as it's not spa when it comes to Epstein. And that's why I've created a counter on my live stream that is counting the days since he took office that they have not released the Epstein files. And it updates every day automatically, you know, just because it'll never end.
I'm just remembering, since your name is nuzzled into my breast along with John and Frangela, I just was thinking
it is a little crowded.
When you were talking about the history of trying to suppress, you remember when we were starting Sexy Liberal Tour, there were theaters that had conservative boards or whatever
liberal.
Wouldn't allow Sexy Liberal Tour into the theater. So I mean, you're right. They've tried this. Trust me, it's not hate speech. It's speech they hate. That they don't want to hear.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, and again, that's the issue with the First Amendment, and it's something that across the board, a lesson that everybody has to learn equally, or it doesn't work. And so the right has been hiding behind this wall of they won't allow me to be openly racist at work without me getting fired, which is the purview of a private organization that doesn't want their speech infringed by an employee, which is or YouTube kicking somebody off because it'll eat advertising dollars. It's not the public square; it's a private thing. They have the right to kick you off. That's their rules. They can set their terms of service. There's a difference between that and the government doing it.
Yeah.
And there's a very distinct difference between the actions of YouTube kicking off Nick Fuentes or somebody like that and the president of the United States threatening networks if they don't kill comedy. Offensive, which I think we should, have a, you know how you have a million man march kind of a thing in response to these things? We need a million joke march. Everybody needs to post a joke about Donald Trump, whether it just, I don't care from a knock knock joke to your favorite line to it, anything like that. That's what everybody needs to do all day, every day.
Yeah.
Just at least once a day, mock the fact that the emperor has no clothes. And he looks like a burnt circus peanut.
Got that in at the buzzer. Michael Eisner, former CEO of Disney, blasted his successor for the decision to suspend Kimmel's show, characterizing it as caving to an out-of-control intimidation from Trump's administration. He also apologized for the 1995 cancellation of the Stephanie Miller Show and also the meltdown of Hal Sparks' musical equipment as he was auditioning to be the musical.
Fried my musical DJ career and seized it up for a decade.
Really? I did not know this.
You didn't know that?
He's told this story a million times. He auditioned to be my, DJ or my whatever.
I never knew this.
Yes, and he burned.
I was going to be her musical accompaniment because they didn't want to do a whole band, so they were trying to find out that literally it was like calling all one-man bands. And so I would play guitar. I had a microphone, a headset microphone, and a keyboard, and I could play all the stuff by myself, like this kind of cheap version of the late-night band.
Yes,
right.
Sans Anton Fig, and they did it in this warehouse in Burbank, someplace near Glendale or whatever, and it literally blew a fuse or something, fried all my equipment.
Wow.
And my biggest investment was this $3,000 Korg keyboard that I had put all my money in from Nightstand, the show I had
done.
And
you know what?
And I was like, I'm going to do this, and it cooked it.
Oh.
When we hired a fantastic African-American guy named Hammy, who was fantastic, and you never screamed DEI hire, so, I'm just going to say I'm going to give you that. You never whined about it?
No, no, no. Yeah, I was too busy reeling from the, you know, the destruction of my personal property and the inability to
the financial loss.
We've talked about this. I almost owed you the Sexy Liberal Tour, so you're welcome.
Yeah, you definitely did. Yes, absolutely.
Debt paid. Okay.
Right.
So Eisner did not mention Iger by name, but lamented the lack of leadership shown in the decision to suspend Kimmel's show immediately after Carr's aggressive yet hollow threatening of Disney, calling it yet another example of out-of-control intimidation by the government, suggesting this move put political and financial self-interest over free speech. He said, where has all the leadership gone? If not for university presidents, law firms, managing partners, and corporate chief executives standing up against bully, who then will step up for the First Amendment? The suspending indefinitely of Jimmy Kimmel immediately after the chairman of the FTC's aggressive yet hollow threatening of Disney is yet another example of out-of-control intimidation. Maybe the Constitution should have said, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, except in one's political or financial self-interest. And he said, by the way, he finds Jimmy Kimmel very talented and funny. So, you know, I was saying last week, you know, reportedly, you know, somebody was retweeted Charlie Kirk, who said, Jimmy Kimmel's not funny. And then, you know, we did this for you, Charlie, or whatever. And someone else said he thought South Park was funny. So I'm like, is this where we are, Hal? Whatever Charlie Kirk found, the only people that have free speech are people that Charlie Kirk thought was funny. I mean, it's...
Well, and again, Charlie Kirk's death and the sadness of someone being murdered is yet another thing that falls into not Epstein. And so Donald Trump will latch onto that. It won't matter. It is literally just cycling through distraction again. Trump doesn't care. I mean, you can boil down his real reaction to Charlie Kirk's death to that moment when they asked him about it, and he went, by the way, I'm building the Epstein ballroom over here.
That's the part that Jimmy Kimmel aired that I think was what triggered him. He didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. It was about MAGA and Trump's reaction and how they were politicizing it, which he was absolutely dead on correct about.
Mm-hmm. There has to be a point where, no matter what they do, they're staring down the barrel of the fact that it is winding down, that all of these outrage windows are closing. And there's still, a good 25% of deep, hardcore maggots that desperately want the Epstein stuff resolved, and it's not going away. And so get ready for him to wag the dog everywhere, whether it's boats off of Venezuela. You know, they're running out of fishing boats to blow out of the water. Whether it's, you know, his support for Netanyahu, which is, you know, not paying off for everybody, even on the right, who, you know, wants this to wind down or come to some sort of conclusion. So they all see the end of this runway, and it's ugly.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's going to respond in a way that's equally ugly.
Yeah, what we were saying, I mean, look at how ugly his remarks at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. What a ridiculous display this whole thing was.
Well, it was a mockery of Christianity is what he did.
And it was all about himself, as usual. Maggie Haberman, by the way, is reporting that, you know, Charlie Kirk's death has affected him mostly just in about himself. His fears about his own, you know, assassination attempts or whatever. It's always only about him, right?
Right. Yeah, well, it has to be because, and the issue is he runs out of options where, when you boil it down to the essence, some of the things are about Epstein, so or his own crimes. And so he can only go so far before the next logical question is, that's because you knew Jeffrey Epstein, you were friends for a quarter century. And or you hired Bill Barr, whose dad gave him a job, who, if you don't like that guy, then why did you hire him? Oh, right, because his dad gave Jeffrey Epstein a job. It is so crazy.
Even Alex Acosta apparently said they can release all of this. So, and he's the one that gave him a sweetheart deal in the first place, which Trump very well knew when he hired him as labor secretary, because he was, again, one of Epstein's best friends.
And then Trump, like with everybody, hung him out to dry, made it about him, and then jettisoned him, didn't let him keep the job, like gave him this sweetheart job, which was obvious graft. Same thing he did with Holman and all these other guys, and Pam Bondi, who could have tore up that special prosecution, non-prosecution agreement, but didn't, and all this stuff. It's glorious. And my favorite part of it is that it's like he's in this hall of mirrors or whatever, and every turn he thinks that he's found the way out, and it just reflects back on him. And he can pave the Rose Garden, and he can build the Epstein ballroom, and he can throw a UFC fight, and still everywhere he goes in the rest of the world, they're going to project a giant picture of him partying with Jeffrey Epstein on Windsor Castle.
There you go. By the way, did I mention yet this morning that there are more of us than them? Republicans against Trump say terrible numbers for Trump in the new Washington Post Ipsos poll. 59% disapprove of his handling of the economy. 64% disapprove of his tariffs. Americans aren't buying the BS lie that foreign countries pay us trillions in tariffs. I mean, the walls are closing in. And I mean, by the way, you said the peace president is about to get us back into Afghanistan. Congrats, maggots. That's what I said. Literally, they're give us back Bahram Air Force Base or bad things will happen. This is right.
Like what? What? We're going to reinvade? What are you talking about? And again, you've got an issue with like, you know, Trump's base. Actually, this is the problem, because before, I think with Reagan and Bush even, there was an element of like, yeah, he says that, but he doesn't really mean it. And we want him to do the opposite anyways. He's just doing it to sucker the independents so that when he gets elected, he can give us what we want. That's kind of what he did the first term. It's kind of what Bush did as the guy you could have a beer with and then get us into Afghanistan and Iraq for a decade. But ultimately, this point, they're true believers. They don't want more of these foreign wars. And he's like, nah, you know what? There's too much money in it.
Yeah. Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Humping with the Howl brought to you by Credo Mobile. That's a sexy company.
It is.
Right? And America's only progressive phone company. The state of the world, right? Makes you angry, depressed, overwhelmed. Yeah. And then Hal Sparks in phone company form appears like a superhero.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got you covered.
Yeah, thank you. Credo Mobile, they donate to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on, over $95 million at this point. You get to vote where your dollars go, and you get a fast, reliable coverage and competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. What up? So easy. Switching is a big way to make a difference, though. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television in addition to a 3-year price guarantee. So get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Stephanie Miller.
I think I love that spark. I love how sparks.
I love a good dirty story with a backbeat.
Absolutely. Yes.
I love Hal Sparks, and you should too. Hal Sparks Mornings Mega Worldwide. Also, if you've never seen Hal Sparks live, what? How are you living?
What a great week.
You can do it this week.
Tomorrow night, I'm at the Whiskey for the Ozzy tribute for the Ultimate Jam Night. I'll be hosting, and I'm singing. I'm doing Crazy Train, Iron Man, and Mama, I'm Coming Home. And then Friday, I'm at Flappers for my monthly residency, where I do the late night show after Jay Leno at 9:30, where I improvise an entire hour of stand up. And I will put that show, even though I don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about this week, up against any Netflix special.
It's true.
Anywhere.
It's true.
I'll do it.
I've toured with the man for a decade, a decade longer. I don't know. Whatever he spent out. And there he comes out the park, everybody. Okay. By the way, one underscore says it's becoming increasingly clear we're going to have to build a parallel infrastructure for all the media we really love, like Hal Sparks. The reason all this is happening under the color of law is hyper-consolidation, dissent being traded straight up for merger approval or fear of harassment. Boy, howdy. What Hal Sparks does online, nobody else is doing anywhere. So please support
my
friend.
Well, that's why I'm everywhere. I will say that is one of the reasons why I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Kick, Substack, Instagram. The reason I stream to all of them is because I don't trust any single one of them to not decide to go with the weather vane of whatever power is happening at the time.
We've had to do the same thing. Diversify, right?
Like, that's right.
Jamie Rasmussen.
Diversity is my strength.
Thank
you. I do say so my damn self.
Me too. Why? Did you just make that up?
Weird.
That's fantastic.
I did.
Jamie Raskin, star of stage, screen, and DC sexy liberal. Here he is.
Mm-hmm. This is plainly what we call under the First Amendment viewpoint discrimination. It is content discrimination. You're discriminating based on the content, and even worse, you're discriminating based on the viewpoint that's being expressed. Donald Trump could not be clearer about it. He's saying, these people are saying bad stuff about me, and that's what the kings didn't like. You insult the king, it's like insulting God. It's a form of blasphemy.
Yeah, Talbert Swan said the First Amendment only applies to white supremacists who say things like homeless people should be killed or black people don't have brain processing power. I mean, that's kind of chilling that that's where
we are. Yeah, I think Brian, like the thing that needs to be hammered is the Brian Kilmeade stuff, is that the reason he rolled it back was because he had to. And specifically, they did it as an excuse to shut down other people like, you know, Kimmel, who has nothing to apologize for, so hasn't. And so they are using that as that window. But the reality is that that was right off of Kilmeade's dome in an area where he felt like it was safe for him to say something like that because of the normalization of that kind of thought on Fox News. It's totally comfortable for him to say something like that around the office, around that place.
More House Parks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The world's most powerful data center is coming to what was once Wisconsin farmland, but not without some opposition. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mixed skies and warm today. High temperatures flirting with 80 degrees, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially tonight. Some could bring some heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and small hail. And it'll leave us with a darker and damp day tomorrow, with on and off showers still and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
An option. It's...
these things work in tandem. The Trump administration offers something to these big companies that will make their owners billionaires, and then in turn, the big companies repress political speech or service Donald Trump's propaganda machine. This is a quid pro quo that seems to be happening in open view.
The quo has been invoked yet again on the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah. This is going to really, is this the second week in a row I'm going to agree with Rand Paul on something?
Absolutely inappropriate. Brendan Carr's got no business weighing in on this. But people have to also realize that despicable comments, you have the right to say them, but you don't have the right to employment. Virtually everybody employed, probably including yourself, has a code of conduct in your contract that you have to adhere to. NFL players have it. Major League Baseball players have it. And if you don't adhere to that conduct, if you say things that are reprehensible or that glorify someone's death or make fun of it in some way, yeah, you can be fired.
You don't agree with
him. I knew there wouldn't be that much I'd agree with him. Yes, the FCC chair was completely out of line. However, look at Hal grabbing his pussy. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, right. Well, I figure, you know, I'm trying to fit in. You know, I figure if I get like, hey, you can't fire me. I grab him by the, this is Bucky, our black cat. He's brand new. He was just walking around my feet trying to trigger a cascading electronic meltdown.
As cats do.
Yeah. Yes, right. So he's just being precious.
Jimmy Kimmel said was not despicable, nor was it celebrating Charlie Kirk's death in any way. Oh, my God.
No. It's just... And part of it was, you know, and again, there are two primary things. One of the funny things is that it's considered offensive to quote things that Charlie Kirk said that were distinctly against this kind of image of him as a softening Christian influence on young men. And that seems to be what they're up against. They wanted to eulogize him in a way that is politically advantageous for the president, not take him as a full man. And I think there's nothing more offensive to someone's legacy than pretending they were only half a person when they died.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they were doing with Charlie.
Yeah. So Ted Cruz, as usual, is a despicable weasel. But was trying to, you know,
but he's got it.
I think he feels the blowback about Jimmy Kimmel and wants to sort of get on the right side of this politically. So here's Ted Cruz.
And I got to say, that's right out of Goodfellas. That's right out of a mafioso coming into a bar going, nice bar you have here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it. So again, I like Brendan Carr, but we should not be in this business. We should denounce it. It's fine to say what Jimmy Kimmel said was deplorable, it was disgraceful, and he should be off air, but we shouldn't be threatening government power to force him off air. That's a real mistake.
You know what was a real mistake? Whoever told Ted Cruz that he can do impressions and that he is funny. That person.
And that Italian businessmen sound like Germans from 1945. For half the time, I guess, for the first sentence out of their mouth, I guess, whatever that was. Also, by the way, Texas, don't mess with Texas, macho Texas, Joe Rogan crowd. Explain to me how you have such a weaselly, weenie-voiced, nasally weakling run as your senator. How does he represent the state? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, here is
But he is correct in that regard. And why does he care, though? Let's not pretend that he's trying to be on the right side of history.
Right.
Let's recognize that he's seen the polling, that he has seen the way things are going next year. And this doesn't help that this, you know, they ran on free speech absolutism just like they ran on releasing the Epstein files. And they're not living up to either, and they're actively fighting against it. You're an idiot, and he doesn't want your support if you still want the Epstein files. And in this case, the president should be able to shut down a show that offends him. Well, what happens when that power gets into the hands of a Democrat?
Right.
That's, you know, by the way, nothing, because a Democrat wouldn't do that. But it terrifies the right.
Right.
As it should.
This is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who, I don't know, just his name annoys us, even before he starts speaking.
Uh-huh. Mark Wayne.
No, it's not two separate words. It's Mark Wayne.
Mark Wayne.
Okay.
Yes.
When 97% of the news stories are negative about him and 99% about Pete Hegseth is negative, it is cheating because you're putting out a narrative that isn't true. There's a thin line between free speech and when it crosses a line and causes violence. And when you start calling someone fascist, which is what we've seen prescribed on the bullets, there is a problem at some point, and some people have to be held accountable.
No, they really.
Somebody put together a compilation of how many times he called Kamala Harris a fascist, but that's not important now.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Like, and again, of course, these are the guys who think there should be a copy of Mein Kampf on every bookshelf in every elementary school, because free speech. For Germans, I guess, in several different languages, but in reality, at the same time, they're like, you're on the hook. Anything on the left is on the hook for anything that happens related to it. Anything on the right is just, well, obviously people are going to get upset at what you're doing. It's not what we told them to do. It's not the marching orders, not walk down there peacefully and patriotically. But if Pence doesn't have the courage, you're going to have to fight like hell or you won't have a country anymore, which is the equivalent of don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. It isn't that. It's, you know, it's that, well, these people are upset. Look at them.
Yeah.
Of course, their country is being torn away.
By the way, thank you for your post. Cash Patel is pathetic. We got him. He turned himself in, for F's sake. He's just like Barney Fife meets. It's like you.
Oh my God!
You didn't catch. His father turned him in.
Yeah, right. And his pastor, his youth. You'd think they'd even throw some credit to the fact that they talked to their youth pastor. The youth pastor talked to the kid, and that came in. And meanwhile, Cash Patel's like, I went down there and walked the crime scene, like he's in a very special episode of CSI Utah. And he, what did he do? Go up on the roof and lick some rocks and go. I think he's about 6'3". Well, you know, he's brunette. Does this taste like brunette to you? Like, the case was already closed at that point. What are you talking about? And secondly, the fact that he did it doesn't bother. I mean, it's a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. But you know who it freaked out? MAGA. They think he's there planting evidence, covering for Netanyahu or whoever arranged for it, or covering for the internal Groiper attack.
Tucker Carlson implied Israel did it yesterday.
Yeah.
that's a memorial.
In all fairness, he implies Israel does everything.
Right.
So,
right,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
So Toby.
Especially stuff Russia does.
Toby posted, and I've been making this point, how Republicans, we must put Bibles in classrooms and take children to church because their values and morals are established when they're young by their environment. Also, Republicans, Tyler Robinson was raised in a conservative, gun-loving, law enforcement, religious home, but that has nothing to do with him turning out to be a radicalized monster. I mean,
right.
You know, by the way, this is exactly Jimmy Kimmel's point. They're trying to spin him as anything other than one of them when he was one of them as the governor.
Yes, he was raised and crafted in that mentality, right?
Yeah, the Republican governor said. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, that's the problem with cult. That's the problem with cult-like mentalities, is it doesn't matter. One day you can just be pointed another direction. You can be flipped. And that's why revolutionaries always get shut down by the very leaders that are put in place by them, is because all they got to do is spin on a dime and they're just as fervent in the other direction. So, and that's what happens when you put somebody in this cult-like mentality, where they can't see the viability of any other thought form, and they're taught that way. Once they switch thought forms, it doesn't matter. It's just as villainous, just as
and
violent.
Can I just say what makes me sad, Hal, is, and I said this, again, you know, I think the right-wing parents are trying to evade responsibility by saying, oh, we don't know, this is crazy leftist, whatever, when, you know, like in a lot of these cases, first of all, he got the gun from them, you know what I mean? They were a gun nut family. This text, the thing that kept striking me is how concerned he thought they'd be about the gun, not about him slaughtering another human being. I mean, they're
right.
So anyway, we're just saying what they categorize as leftist, I would say, is suspect at this point. I mean, and,
well, right.
And also, we were saying if he loved a trans person, this also could be just one very personal thing that's not necessarily political, you know?
Well, yeah, it clearly is. I mean, even that's what, you know, Trump's own DOJ and FBI are coming to the conclusion of. That's exactly what it is. Like, he definitely... I'm okay. Are you okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I fell on the keyboard.
Sometimes I deserve walk-on music when I'm talking.
Wow, you know, playing you off. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just glad to be nominated, Steph. That's all.
Sorry, goodbye.
It's an honor. And, you know, but it, yeah, in reality, that's what they are finding out, is that this is singular. Now, Could he have been in chat rooms where they were talking about this kind of stuff and it fomented this? Of course, in the same way that most school shooters operate. And as sad as this is and as impactful as it's been on our politics, what this is another campus shooting. And it's a campus shooting that came from a young man with access to guns and a history of access to guns, deciding that guns are the solution to his problem.
Yeah.
And no matter what it is. And that's the part we've got to interrupt.
But what makes me sad is, if that's the case, that apparently it was, he felt Charlie Kirk's hateful ideology toward trans people was what he had had enough of. I mean, obviously, a lot of people feel that Charlie Kirk espoused a lot of hateful, bigoted, ideology. But that the fact that they're trying to double and triple down on demonizing trans people is what makes this, even more tragic.
Yeah, but they have real problem on their hands. Mainly because the trans person involved in this, at least so far and so much as we know, was the roommate he was allegedly having in a relationship, not Tyler Robinson. So the trans person in this equation didn't pull the trigger, was offended, didn't want it to happen. And the straight cis male in this argument, perhaps, depending on how he identifies himself, is the one who pulled the trigger again.
Right. I mean, the Heritage Foundation, FBI must designate trans people as terrorists. It's time for the FBI and our government to put political correctness aside, do what needs to be done. Join us in urging the FBI to add a new designation to their list of domestic violent extremist groups for transgender ideology. Republican lawmakers Nancy Mace and Ronnie Jackson call for transgender people to be institutionalized. I mean, this is the exact kind of hateful rhetoric, that sadly caused this tragedy, I feel like. And it just,
Very possibly. But I would also like to say they were calling for this beforehand. They're just louder about it now because they think they've got an active target in it. The problem that they ultimately run up against is that, again, if all details are what they are, the trans person in this circumstance was the cooperative one and didn't want violence and was shocked when their partner engaged in this kind of stuff. And perhaps that's why he engaged in it, was because he felt like this was such an emergency and they themselves were not ready for violence. And that's what drove him to it. Ultimately, still one guy shooting another guy. And that happens all too often in our country.
And this story, they're saying the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing committed by a suspect who notably was not transgender. This has had conservatives seize the moment to escalate their war on LGBTQ people. Nancy Mace called for the institutionalization of transgender people. She said these people are violently ill and should be in a straitjacket with a hard steel lock on it. Ronnie Jackson, said transgender people have legitimate psychiatric issues. We have to do something about this. We have to treat these people. We have to get them off the streets and we have to get them off the internet. I mean, none of this is legal, first of all.
Right, it's an absurdity. But on top of that, let's understand, Ronnie Jackson thinks he can medicate anything away.
Right.
Including keeping Trump alive till he's 220 years old, even though he eats garbage. So, and which is, again, a lot of this has to do with Trump's very active brain fail that we're watching live every single time he speaks now. And again, you're going to see them. Everything they said about Biden is true about Trump in spades.
Oh, God.
And watch everything that they're clamoring about. Violent impulses, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can describe every Trump truth sinkhole post about Venezuelan fishing boats that way.
Yeah. Speaking of people that perhaps need to be institutionalized, allegedly. Nancy Mace. I'm not done with Nancy Mace yet. Who, this fight with Ilhan Omar, I mean, apparently their, answer to hate speech is a lot more hate speech. A lot. I mean, Ron says, this feud has gotten ugly after Corey Mills voted against Mace's resolution to censure Omar. Now Mace is accusing her fellow Republican, a representative of stolen valor, and sharing his private text to her. I mean, this started with they should deport her back to Somalia.
It didn't even start there. Like, it's been humming at that for, for years.
Right. And then Trump jumped in. Ilhan Omar's country of Somalia is plagued by whatever, blah, 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 And he said, and Ilhan Omar tells us how to run America. P.S. Wasn't she the one that married her brother in order to gain citizenship? What scum we have in our country telling us what to do and how to do it. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Okay. I mean,
right.
I, but it's gone from, you're right, it's escalated from I censure her to deport her to, you know, I mean, talk about putting a target on someone's back, right?
Right. Well, again, everything falls into spa or not spa. It's Epstein or not Epstein. And that's anything they can grab onto right now is going to be grabbed on with the kind of desperation someone would have if they are trying to distance themselves from videos and photos of them engaged in awful with Jeffrey Epstein,
it's
which are part of the record.
It's got to be that.
And like I said, him hiding these details, hiding these facts, all of them are whatever damage it does to MAGA and his businesses and his political future and Don's and Eric's political future and Ivanka's. No matter what damage it does, whatever's in the files is worse.
Is worse, yeah. Yep, absolutely. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Thank God it was not Cozy Earth, my Cozy Earth pajamas I was wearing when I fell into the pond yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, that would have... Oof. Okay.
The pond?
She fell into a pond over the weekend.
I was cleaning the wall behind the... It's a long story. I was in my pajamas and slippers. Anyway, listen, my point is, Cozy Earth pajamas, don't wear them when you're cleaning a wall by a pond.
Okay, they're not waterproof.
No, but they are temperature regulating.
Okay.
And fantastic and eleganza. Bamboo stretch knit pajamas made from viscose from bamboo. That's why they're so temperature regulating. The moment you put them on, you're just like, ooh, yeah. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight. What really got me, though, is how cool it sleeps. That's right. On top of that, the bubble cuddle blanket.
What?
They're always coming up with something new and unbelievably luxurious. This thing transforms your couch or bed. Keep it draped over your sofa. It instantly makes the room feel warmer and more inviting. The plush-textured faux fur is not just stunning. It is nap-inducing. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights. It elevates all of it. With the luxury and your lap of luxury is elevated
with your lover.
I don't know why you must taunt me with my lack of a lover. You know what you do get though? Another L word, lifetime guarantee.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, which I never got.
So good. Tom Brokaw isn't doing this live read.
I never got a lifetime guarantee from a lover. Obviously,
because I am alone.
Okay. Listen, just type in Stephanie at CozyEarth.com. You get 40% off your new favorite jammies, sheets, blankets, you name it, CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, 4 minutes.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Zyppah.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Quince. I got so many cute tops.
Give me that top.
From Quince. They can have it. Fall is in full swing, and by that I don't mean the fall of democracy. I mean it's autumn, you know,
both.
And it's time to, right? Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with all those pieces that feel as good as they look. Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. They have all of the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, wool coats, what do you need? Where do you live? What do you got? It's a fraction of the price, right? You get all the quality just as good, if not better. They partner directly with ethical top-tier factories, cutting out the middleman. Quince, I have no sympathy for them. I have no empathy at all for the middleman. Sorry. See ya. They cut out the middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I mean, I love it. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Stephanie for that free shipping and 365-day returns. Christopher.
Yes.
You know the party of, dial down the rhetoric. You guys need to cool it and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Who said... of Ilhan Omar. Hang on a second. Where am I? Her. She's a nasty human being. She hates her country. She hates our country so much. She doesn't have to be here. She's disgusting. She's vile. Ilhan Omar is an enemy of the state. Who said that?
The slee stack.
No, that would be Nancy Mace. That's very...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Hal, you'll be...
Yeah. Speaking of nasty human beings, yes?
Yeah. No, not you. They just cannot get their, together on any subject, I'm telling you. So, the Pentagon's widely criticized new restrictions on journalists, which reportedly forbid reporters from publishing, quote, unauthorized information, even if it's not classified, seem to have gone too far, even for Trump. He said he's not in favor of the Pentagon allowing journalists to only report information it approves beforehand. Representative Don Bacon, Republican, said, "This is so dumb I have a hard time believing it's true. We don't want a bunch of Pravda newspapers only touting the government's official position. A free press makes our country better. This sounds more like amateur hour." Once again, we're forced to ask, was Pete Hegseth drunk when he came up with this policy or no?
Is there a version of not drunk Pete Hegseth? I think that's the thing. Is it just a kind of a constant buzz that he's always got on?
Follow Hal Sparks, support him in every form, particularly
right.
Dessert topping. He's my favorite. We see him live.
Tomorrow night at the Whiskey, and then Friday at the Flappers and patreon.com/HouseSparks.
I love you, House Sparks.
We love you.
Bye.
See
you. WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
How's your hearing? Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Jim and Sarah from Madison Hearing Aid Center.
And I'm just wondering if Stephen Miller was talking about me. Was he?
Could be.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's promising an announcement today regarding autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to an increased risk of autism in children. David Mandel is a University of Pennsylvania psychiatry professor and an autism expert. He says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tylenol's manufacturer says science has not shown such a link. The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, appeared before the Security Council today, which met an emergency session over Russia's recent incursion into Estonian airspace. The main topic of this week's U.N. General Assembly expected to be Gaza, as multiple Western allies announced they'll recognize a Palestinian state. And the Federal Trade Commission taking Amazon to trial, saying it tricked people into signing up for Prime and made it hard to cancel. This is ABC News.